Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I can't say it forcefully enough. This is literally the end of human liberty in the West. Vaccine passport sounds like a fine thing if you don't understand what those platforms can do. I'm CEO of a tech company. I understand what this platform does. It's not about the vaccine. It's not about the virus. It's about your data. And once this rolls out, you don't have a choice about being part of the system. What people have to understand is that any other functionality can be loaded onto that platform with no problem at all. And what that means is it can be merged with your PayPal account, with your digital currency. Microsoft is already talking about merging it with payment plans. Your networks can be sucked up. It geolocates you everywhere you go. Your credit history can be included. All of your medical history can be included. This has already happened in Israel. Yeah. And 6 months later, we're hearing from activists that it's a two-tier society and that basically activists are ostracized and surveilled continually. It's the end of civil society and they're trying to roll it out around the world. And it is absolutely so much more than a vaccine pass. I cannot stress enough that it has the power to turn off your life or to turn on your life, to let you engage in society or be marginalized. And by the way, the last thing I'll say, IBM has a horrible history with Nazi Germany. Its subsidiary created a kind of precursor of this with punch cards that allowed the Nazis to keep lists of, again, a two-tiered society, Aryan and Jew, in such a way that they could round up Jews, round up dissidents, round up opposition leaders very, very quickly. It's catastrophic. It cannot be allowed to continue.
That's liberal activist Naomi Wolf on Tucker Carlson warning about vaccine passports. But is it as bad as all that? Is this really going to happen? And who's behind it? I dug deep into this, and here's what I found. Naomi Wolf is not wrong in her description of what the system is being built to be. When you find out who's behind it and how far they've gotten, it'll stand your hair on end. But will they ever fully get there? That's the question. Will anyone seriously use these things? Will businesses harass their customers with them? That's a big step. But if fully implemented, will the system be as bad as what Naomi Wolf is describing? Absolutely. And it speaks volumes that the players that are putting it together want to build such a system to track vaccines or for anything else. Last week, it looked like this wouldn't go anywhere after Joe Biden's administration announced the federal government wasn't going to be involved. But the problem is some big names already are, and they're pretty far along in developing it. Biden said he'd leave it up to the private sector. He probably knew they're almost there. The group developing it is called Vaccine Credential Initiative, VCI. Some big and kind of really scary names are involved in this. Big tech companies, including Microsoft, Salesforce, and Oracle. They've come together as part of a group that calls itself the Vaccination Credential Initiative, or VCI. They've got a website, and they're deadly serious. In fact, They've also got a due date. They say the first vaccine passports will be out in May. They began developing them back in January. There are big names involved in the VCI initiative, including MITRE, Epic, Oracle, Microsoft, of course, IBM, and Salesforce. Here's how VCI says it'll work. The Mayo Clinic calls it the most significant vaccination effort in the history of the United States. They're not talking about the shot. They're talking about the passport. Anyone who's been vaccinated will receive a QR code that can be stored on their mobile form in the wallet app. Those without phones will have access to a printed version. They're working with someone called the Commons Project on a common pass. This has the backing of the World Economic Forum, the same people behind the Great Reset. They want to replace capitalism with totalitarianism and are very open about it. In fact, on their website, they say when we have this Great Reset, privacy will be a thing of the past. It simply won't exist. Interesting for a group of people now backing this. Here's what they say. This is Paul Meyer, CEO of the nonprofit The Commons Project, which is behind this in partnership with Microsoft, IBM, Oracle, all those people that I just told you about. The goal of the Vaccination Credential Initiative is to empower individuals with digital access to their vaccination records. He said the document will let people safely return to travel, work, school, life while protecting their data privacy. The funding for it comes from the Rockefeller Foundation, a very left-wing, almost Marxist donor group that supports socialist-oriented projects all over the world. The Financial Times has reported that the Commons Project has already formed partnerships with three major airlines. And Naomi Wolf is right about this. If they pull this thing off, it's more than just a digital pass showing that you had a vaccine. The Commons Project calls it a digital platform upon which more and more information can be loaded. They even envision your whole medical records, other records being loaded onto it. So like I said, VCI is deadly serious about this, and they plan to put them out in May. The question becomes, will people adopt this? Will businesses want to harass their customers with it? Already, three Republican governors have said, it's not coming to my state. Governor Abbott of Texas has already issued an executive order against it. But New York has already adopted something similar, the Excelsior Pass. Israel, as Naomi Wolf mentioned, has already adopted the system. And the UK, they're getting ready to. The international epicenter for this right now is the UK, where polling shows majority of the citizens support the vaccine pass. How big is their ambition? And again, as I tell you this, keep in mind, I have no idea if this will catch on here in America, but they're trying. Tony Blair, the former prime minister, is currently working through the G7 to develop an international COVID-19 travel pass system. Because the Brits chair the G7 this year, they are putting it as a key item on the agenda. Blair says it's inevitable that we'll use these internationally, so we might as well go ahead and develop one standard. That's what VCI and IBM are working on. Blair said he envisions a world in which the international vaccine passport scheme, as he calls it, is essential to, quote, reconnect the globe. Why on earth do we need to reconnect the globe using a passport scheme? Because as Wolf said, this is a whole new system. Listen to how former Prime Minister Blair describes this. Quote, it's going to be a new world altogether, he said, adding that the sooner we grasp that and start to put in place the decisions needed for a deep impact over the coming years, the better. Now, why on earth would someone like this think a simple vaccine record would change the world? Well, here's how they're envisioning this in the UK. This is a recent headline from the Times of London. Headline, face scanning at pubs could offer key to vaccine passports. See, the problem is they figure that the owners of the pubs aren't going to want to harass their customers. So they're going to need face scanning technology to do the harassment for them. In fact, the British government is paying technology firms to develop the software to allow all customers to be scanned when they enter venues and have their data checked. In fact, they've gone so far with this in the UK that Boris Johnson is now part of the active debate over which settings will require these passports. Pubs, you know, restaurants, schools, sporting events. And so they're having a very active debate there, not about whether they'll have them, they intend to, but about where you'll need a pass to go to. How far has Prime Minister Johnson, a supposed conservative who's not, indicated he's willing to go for this? He's saying that it's possible in the future you may not even be able to get housing without one of these. Yep, that's from the Times of London article I just talked about with the face scans. Quote, he said he thought there was going to be a role for certification, adding it may be up to the landlord to decide whether to bar entry to people who could not prove they'd been vaccinated.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And so far, even China wants in on the act. It's already petitioned the World Health Organization to run the global system. What's their argument? Well, they have already combined their own COVID-19 tracking system, which they already have in China, their version of the vaccine passport. They've already combined that with their social credit score program. You know, the one that bars people's movement and involvement in society if their credit score dips too low. China's already bragged that it has barred over 2 million people from purchasing plane tickets and 90,000 people from buying high-speed train tickets in the month of July alone. Their credit scores were too low. So what comes next? Will they pull it off? No one knows. According to BCI, the passports will debut in May. But like I said, already three states' governors, and I know my own state of South Carolina, the whole Republican congressional delegation has demanded the governor stop this. He said he will. That may be four states. So you could be looking at a patchwork, but here's the thing. With the airlines involved, you may live in a state that doesn't, you know, have the vaccine passport, or even where they're banned, you know, like businesses from using them. But then what if you want to fly? Can you fly? What if it's an international system? I could see people not wanting the vaccine passport, maybe living in a state where it's not really demanded in many places. But then one day they want to fly. So guess what? They got to sign up for one. Now they've got one. And now a couple of other places want it because you can load this, that, and the other thing onto it. And then before you know it, you're shopping with your vaccine passport because means of payment have been loaded onto it. So there is going to be a battle for acceptance here, and this battle is far from over. What's fascinating is the fact that they're really doing this on an international level, which sort of lets them leapfrog over these red state governors in a way. And if it becomes popular enough, accepted enough, or widespread enough, eventually you're going to have to get one to do something you really want or have to do, maybe attend college or something like that. But here's what's clear. Naomi Wolf is right. It says so right on the VCI website. This is more than just a digital signal that you've gotten your vaccine. This is a digital platform. It was built and intended for much more data to be loaded onto it. To become a thing, as Blair said, that would change the world. Essentially, what appears to me to be an international global ID.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But on the positive side, they're running out of time. People begin to see this as silly. Many people already see COVID as a thing of the past. With so many people having been vaccinated, a low of 21% in a poll this week said they still fear COVID. That was 59% in December. In other words, COVID's going out of style, with people not worrying about it anymore. Will anyone want to be harassed with this passport? I don't know. But here's the big takeaway. This whole thing, this passport development, has been a big reveal. Here's what it shows you. We've heard these names, Microsoft, IBM, so many times already on this podcast. They're also the ones looking to develop a similar system against misinformation. Remember that whole thing? Yeah, where they could develop an ID that would be attached to you from your computer. The goal being that anonymity on the internet would be dead, and they could stop you from printing misinformation, even in a Word document, simply by accessing and blocking you straight from the source, your computer's processor. You would never be able to get what they dub misinformation onto the web. Kind of scary that all the same people seem to be involved in this too. It gives you some idea where they intend to go in the future. Total control over information, with total control over ID, with ID not just attached to a person, but their digital devices. COVID is just the excuse. This is the system they want. Maybe COVID will be the way they get it. But the bottom line is, they want it. And they're coming after the development of this system on so many fronts right now, it's almost impossible to keep up. And another thing you should know, they lie. That's right. While Joe Biden is saying that our government won't be involved, his government has been coordinating with the UK government on international standards. It's also been working with VCI on those standards. And in the UK, part of the controversy over this is that the government lied, claiming that they weren't developing a vaccine passport system when all along it was recently discovered they were paying the tech companies to do it. In other words, they'd gone quietly forward with it anyway. How does this end? I don't know. It's pretty clear what they intend to create, but not whether they'll succeed at it. Thank you for listening to today's Battleground America podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with like-minded friends and family everywhere.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on radio.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Be sure to share with your friends and family. Thank you for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.